I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, and welcome to my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. Tonight, I introduce another Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wenman, a 40-card deck and guidebook. Windhorn Press. www.findhornpress.com. Findhorn Press is a division of Inner Traditions International. Disclaimer: the information in this book is given in good faith and intended for information only. Neither author nor publisher can be held liable by any person for any loss or damage whatsoever, which may arise from use of this book or any of the information therein. Message: no matter how badly others behave, try to see through the eyes of compassion. Treat others as you wish to be treated and promote harmonious relations. Rick Bial, Compassion. Rick Bial is known as the Chief of the Divine Chariot, the Merkaba. This cherubim is said to be the power of love, and he helps us to recognize the incredible power of having loving thoughts. Okay, pause. A cherubim is not an archangel. That would be like saying a seraphim is an archangel. It is not. I am going to go ahead and put this book down, not just because of that, but after reading the disclaimer and after reading card 40 and after actually thinking it through and discerning what is right, I cannot continue reading it. I am not trying to naysay others from choosing their own paths, but I am trying to do what I feel is right. And right now, my feelings say this book is not to be read. These cards are not of the most truest of truths. I will say the psychology behind it, for those who don't believe in the spiritual principles and practices and beliefs, the therapy and psychology behind it is fruitful and beneficial to the reader and practitioner. But it's not something that I can continue to promote. I didn't get asked to promote it. I did say that I would reference the book, the author, the publisher. I would say which pages were being read from. And I would say where the website was. Where the websites are. But in the state of mind that I am now, and have kind of been feeling for a little while, I feel like it's not right for me to continue to air on my podcast. What is in the past will not be removed. It was of good intent. And no harm can come of it. To any who hear, practice, speak what was, but for my own faith, I must refrain. I just recently was released from the mental hospital again. But this time, I did not see a psychiatrist, the usual one that I saw was not there at all. I didn't see him in or out. I found a little treasure today. It was in a sex shop, so it was a good spot to hide it. This is a book dart. Way more than just a bookmark. It is a paper-thin, precision-cut, smooth metal, phosphor bronze, brass, or stainless clip that slides on and off the page at your exact lines and without ever leaving a mark. It will be visible at page edge even when your book is closed. Is archivally correct and can be moved elsewhere or left in place for you or someone else to rediscover your reading discoveries. One of my students, Nate Dunn, said, in a cookbook, they'll make sure you eat well. In a mushroom book, just one could save your life. Legge serio. We can think better by reading better. The book is the only tool I know that teaches us to think better and has for centuries. There's a reason they burn books, you know, said Kelly. To read better, read slowly. To read better, read slowly. Reread. Question. So long as I look at them as bookmarks, I was unable to see their use. Then I looked at them again and realized they were really made to be line markers rather than page markers. Tiny, persistent, unobtrusive, non-damaging annotation devices, visible even from the side of a closed book. They are miraculous. Using book darts, I now mark easily 5 times the number of passages that I used to. Generally for more, given how infrequently I used to annotate or mark at all. When I die, I will be able to pass on not only my library, but the passages of interest to me, and there will be far more of them, and they will be far more easily discovered than I ever could have imagined. My only regret is that I have not used them all my life. If I could give any single gift to an avid reader, it would be their first 10 of book darts. Seriously, no joke. That was Heath Rezavec, a librarian at the University of Texas. And it's not copyright, so it's okay to do. And that is the 11 minutes and 55 seconds, now more, that I have to offer you on this episode. Until next time, easy listenings.